Towns or villages that have no Esrogim, they buy one communal Esrog. So we learned before it's not good. Since they did it for the sake of being Yotzer, we assume that the agreement is that when anybody picks it up, everybody else is makne to him their chelik, with the condition that they eventually let that person use it. And that's the way it goes around. Hopefully it'll survive the whole community before it falls apart. Says the Ramah, let's say 10 people in town, and Esrog costs 100 shekel, you don't take 10 from each. You go according to how wealthy they are. They want to get beautiful Esrog. So the wealthy people take a bigger chelik and the hiddur, because they can afford it. Women in town don't have to pay for this esrog because they're not mechuyev. But she wants to use it for herself to make a bracha, then she would have to pay. Even though technically you can't be yotzei with somebody else's, if they makne to you, you should buy your own esrog and lulav, especially since people don't even always know how to make a kinyan properly. And also, if you don't have your own esrog, when they go around by the nanuim and halal, you won't have it.